The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Have you ever dreaded a meeting you were going to? I know I have. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what's small in stature, Jewish, and turns from destroyer to builder? Hint, hint, that'll be in some of the teaching. And slow down, breathe, and remember the key question.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, going to share about my daughter and the baby. Spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, here it is. I want you to get ready. There's going to be 10 actual numbers, 10 numbers that you're going to be able to call to win, I did say win, at a trivia contest. All the rules are posted on the website. Here's those 10 numbers in case you forget. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We're going to do that a little later in the show. Of course, I'm not going to do it right in the beginning. I want you to listen to as much as possible. That is the way that we do business. But here's what I'm also going to say. You don't just have to call for trivia. You can call for any topic. You can call for prayer requests. You can call for praise reports, anything you want. 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation. Why? Because on this show, as everybody who works here at KAAM 770 will testify, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's open the show with acknowledging our real estate extraordinaire sponsor, Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Pinocchio, no. See, this song gets harder and harder to listen to because I'm supposed to be starting a diet. And every time I hear this song, I'm thinking, Italian food. Yeah, I can start tomorrow. That's what I keep thinking. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to review in the realm of real estate, in the realm of real estate, buying, selling, investing property, investing in a property, maybe you want to rent and you want to rent out your house, you want to do some property management, whatever the case may be, you want to talk to somebody who spends their life in that realm and is an expert. Pretty simple. Get in touch with Pamela, the Blessed Realty Company. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. I just want to make sure you know how we do that. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, RealtyCompany.com. Just to talk. Just to make sure you know what's going on. Get an idea of somebody who's going to fight for you and with you, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. You can always reach Pamela going directly to our website, davidspoonmedia.com. And we have a link on our site for you to contact her. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com for any questions you might have in regards to real estate. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. There we are. Some updates on some things, as most of you have been aware. My daughter gave birth on Sunday. We had some issues with the baby in the hospital. The baby will be in the hospital for another 4 or 5 days. But As it stands now, the really good news is that the issue that the baby is going through is not a life-threatening issue in the context of requiring some kind of major surgery. It's not connected directly to any kind of flaws in the lungs or the breathing in that capacity, and it's not connected to the heart or anything else. But I will say that my daughter and son-in-law have been through the ringer, and I know you guys know what that's like. And as grandparents, you can only do that from a distance. So the only thing I was able to say is, as I was doing my devotions, one of the things I came across was Luke chapter 1, verse 60, where in that text, Elizabeth names her baby John. So I sent that to my daughter to cheer her up and say, I know the baby has no name, but here, look at Elizabeth named her baby John. Maybe you could use that. Just trying to do anything to move it along in the process. By the way, my daughter's middle name is Elizabeth. That's why that really... So Elizabeth named him John. See, that's when you try to abuse the word, take the word for your own thing. That's people who write little Christmas cards. Judas hung himself. Go and do likewise. You know, it's like you got to be careful about, smearing stuff together. You're not allowed to do that. All right. I will say before we get into the teaching, today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Come on. Right? I mean, it's vanilla ice cream. I just wanted to know real quickly from Wonder Julie, favorite topping on vanilla ice cream. What is it? What's your favorite topping?
Hershey syrup.
Oh, there you go. You can't beat that. Caramel's good, though. All right? And then little marshmallow sprinkles and the other sprinkles. Oh, that's, I love that stuff.
Just a little Hershey syrup is all I need.
That's all you need? Do you mix it up and then do it like soup at the very end?
Well, of course.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I did look into this for those that do not know about this. It is, in fact, not a national holiday because no congressional records or presidential proclamations have been made. And I just want to say one thing. It figures. That's the one holiday they should be like, this is official. But no, can't do it. All right. Let's get into what I want to talk about. I want to talk about going to a meeting and dreading it. Have you ever had a meeting or an anticipation of going somewhere and you just were like, arr. Like you didn't want to go? Like sometimes you even go into a city or you're going to a family gathering, not necessarily my family, but a family gathering or a business gathering or some kind of lunch or some kind of thing and you're just like, oh. But you know you got to do it. Or have you ever been in a situation where you don't want to do what you're about to do, but you got to do it? I had somebody say something to me that I thought was rather wise as opposed to not wise. She said, if you can't get out of it, get into it. I like that. That was good, right? That's a good one. Can't get out of it, get into it. Because you're going to do it one way or another. It's like, yeah. Now, I don't know if that applies to everything. Like, for example, getting a root canal. I can't get out of it. I'm going to get into it. Give me a root canal. I don't know. That might not work. But sometimes you just got to do the things and not have that level of anticipation that it's going to be so bad. Let me just give you a quick perusal in the scripture, Luke chapter 5. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, sorry, folks, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Now, before you get all overly spiritual on me, Peter just did a shift. A whole night shift, right? The dude just fished all night. What'd he get? Nothing. Does he know when to fish? He's a fisherman. So Jesus goes, go out in the water. Drop your nets. And Peter's like, okay, no, we just did this all night and we got nada. And now you're telling me to go out and drop the nets. And it's not like he's sitting there going, oh boy, I can't wait. He's just genuinely, all right, well, I don't want to do this, but because you tell me I have to do this, I'm doing this. That was his attitude. You can try and come up with it wasn't his attitude. That was his attitude. He even said, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. That does not express to me somebody who's joyfully about to do what he's about to do. He said, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. He wasn't trying to be disobedient or anything. He is a little frustrated because he was anticipating what a lot of us anticipate in certain kind of meetings that we go to or certain type of things that we're supposed to do. And we're just like, blah. Luke chapter 5, verse 6 through 7. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Let's just get this on the record right off the bat. If you had enough fish in your boat that you caught and your boat was about to sink, you'd just be ecstatic. This catch was so big, two boats were going down. That's how big it was. And all from Peter just doing what the Lord said, even though humdrum, ho-hum, it's the same thing he'd been doing for hours and hours before and nothing happened. And it's almost like the Lord going, one more time. So what's the lesson you get out of that? Well, the situation is not what it seems to be. And if the Lord tells you to do something, even if it's humdrum, and there's no, you think there's nothing to it, nothing's going to happen, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. And I'll tell you why. Because God's results and God's responses to your actions are different than what you anticipate. What you and I think will happen is fantastic, but often wrong. Sometimes the Lord will say to you without saying to you specifically, but encourage you, just do it again. Just do it one more time. Just try again. Give it another shot. Go ahead. And the results turn out to be marvelous. Nothing of which we anticipated. When we come back, we're going to dive into that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where my hot coffee burnt my lip. I'm going to sue myself. Okay, maybe not. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. We're going to get to our trivia question in just a second. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal and Retirement Strategies and Solutions. All right, so Jamie and Nancy are praying for my daughter, which I really appreciate. See, one of the coolest things about trying to put this together with the Lord is that when I have something go on like this with my daughter and the baby and in the NICU, which I have to thank Tiffany for because I didn't even know what that meant, basically I'm able to talk to the people that are helping me and working with me and have them also be prayer partners with me in the process. That is a very cool part of this. That is a definite benefit that you get. Jamie and Nancy are committed to helping people retire the right way. You don't need to give me – I'm not going to give you the whole spiel. You can retire right and you can retire wrong. Here's a thought. Retire the right way. There. That's it. RetireTheRightWay.com. Don't make the mistake of doing it the wrong way. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. Let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay, getting close on the trivia. We have everybody but three people can win. So this is, I have been told by my wife, as I am often told by my wife, because everything in life I've got it told by my wife. This is a gift certificate. Usually when you win, if you've won something and you didn't get it, you need to tell me because we're unaware of that. And we're able to track it down. We have a little thing. But I just want you to be aware that this is going to be a gift certificate, and it involves food. That's the only hint you're getting there. Here is the question. Okay? Here's the question. God sent Samuel to anoint Saul as the king. Got that. Everybody can understand that, right? God sent Samuel, the prophet, to anoint Saul as the king, first king of Israel. What was Saul doing when he came in contact with Samuel? What was his mission prior to meeting up with Samuel? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to build on things turning out a little different than one would plan. And I know that we'll have some people call in, but here's something that happened to me, and I want to talk about it and connect it to a much more biblically oriented person than myself. Here's something that happened to me when I was pastoring in Flagstaff, Arizona. So I tried as best I could. I would teach either exegetically or topically, and I was if I felt like something was really pressing, I would teach it. I would kind of interfere with the exegetical and teach it topically. Not a big deal. One time, as the church was first starting, there were probably 30 visitors that came. Now, remember, this is the church in the early days. We had just started Sunday service. And so 30 visitors was like a ton of visitors, okay? And maybe it was like 26 or 25. But, I mean, I'm giving you a ballpark here. And I got up to teach, and I really was just really just felt the I don't know if feeling is the right word, but just this great, great push to go a different direction in the sermon, right? So I did go a different direction in the sermon, and I preached one of the worst sermons I have ever preached. And I've preached, you know, not as many as some pastors, but I preached, you know, four or five times a week for 20 plus years. I mean, it's a lot, right? So after we take this call, I'm going to tell you what happened, okay? So hold on here. This is David. Who am I talking to?
My name is John.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm pretty relieved that the situation with my daughter is not so intense that it requires some kind of surgery for the new grandchild. So that makes me feel a lot better, kind of a lot of big weight being lifted off me. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, we're sure proud for that, too, and we're praying for your little girl, your little granddaughter.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right, here we go. Now, we know that Saul was anointed by Samuel, but during that process, Saul was out doing something before he ran into Samuel. What was he doing?
Is that where he was making the sacrifices to God for the animals that he was not supposed to be bringing back?
No, I want you to go a little earlier. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's go a little earlier, and you can do this with me. Initially, when they first met the first time, Saul was told by his dad he had to go locate something, and it was part of the family herd. And so Saul went to look for him, but that's when he ran into Samuel because God had sent it. Do you remember what kind of animal it was?
I thought he was looking for an ass.
Yeah, correct. So he was, in fact, trying to find the lost donkeys. That is 100% correct. Good job. And so what's important about that, what's really key about that, John, the whole element there is that from Saul's perspective, he was looking for donkeys. But from God's perspective, he was going to anoint the king of Israel.
Right.
So it's kind of a wow. On one hand, from heaven's point of view, it's completely different than on earth's point of view where they thought it was just something silly and we got to find the animals. Here's what I want you to do. I don't know if you need to give your name and address so we can send you this gift card. We have a small gift card. You win. You get a chance to – it's for food. Hopefully you like the food. It's a well-known restaurant, and we're going to send that to you. No any fans or buts. You just get it. You can use it. If you don't want to use it, you can give it to somebody else, but it's yours. Because you won on the trivia.
Okay. Hey, can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
Last Saturday, I took my granddaughters down to a cave. I better not give a name. And I overheated, and my heart went into quivering. And anyway, I got had to be carried out of the hospital. Cave, half mile in by EMS group, and they took me to a hospital, and after the doctor got through checking me and running tests on me, she was telling me, Bonnie, I happened to ask her if she was Christian. She said no. So I told her, I said, well, I'm going to be praying for you, and I believe that that's the reason why I had the problem in the cave.
That's fast. So you think that the one event led you into the other event?
That's right, because all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose.
That is exactly correct. That's exactly the premise of what I'm talking about today. That's why I even brought that up, because from Saul's perspective.
That's what made me think of it when you said that.
Yep, that's perfect. Exactly on target. Excellent job. All right, I want you to hang on. We're going to go a little long on this segment. Hang on, and then we're going to have Wonder Julie get your information. We're going to send you a gift card, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
I appreciate that, brother. I really do. All right, you hang on. So I'm going to have Wonder Judy do that. We'll just go a little bit longer, so it's okay. We'll figure out how to put all the stuff together. This is what we do, folks. We punt. Okay, so let me just finish this story. I got to tell you this because this is a kind of a fascinating story. So anyway, I'm teaching, and I'm at the church. This is in Flagstaff. This is when we've hit over the very first building we were in. And I'm teaching, and I'm telling you, I'm communicating to you. It was terrible. I mean, I'm teaching it. It's terrible, right? I mean, I'm like going, I wouldn't sit through this if you paid me. In fact, I remember thinking how bad it was. So at the end, and I'm not kidding. Sometimes you can't. Every show can't be the best show. Everything can't be the best. You got to just do the best you can. Put it out there. See what the Lord's going to do, and just kind of leave it there. Well, when I was finished, we got together, and we would what we would do in the church that I was running is we would do ministry time like most churches do, and then if somebody wanted some extended ministry time, we would do that. We would kind of gather together and put it in like a little circle. People hold hands and we pray. So that's cool. So we got together, and it turned out that these 24 visitors, listen to this, this is what happened, can't change it, things don't change. These 24 visitors were at a family reunion in Flagstaff, Arizona, and in the family reunion, they had a huge family reunion meltdown. Okay, apparently it went really bad. And they had like four or five major family reunion issues. You understand what I'm saying? They were all like fighting. Well, when I was done teaching the message, which I tried to forget almost immediately, the majority, and I'm going to say the majority because I did not hear the phrase all, but the majority of the issues that they faced in conflict were some of the stuff that I talked about when I was teaching. I had no idea. They had no idea. I say to this day, one of my worst sermons ever. But for them, it was a cool way for them to bring their family reunion in culmination. And we got together and we prayed and kind of did the huggy thing. And then everybody, they were crying. And now I'm still crying over the fact that I thought the sermon was lousy. Because I thought the sermon was lousy. But the Lord wanted to do something different beyond what I could see. And it's not, I'm not telling you that to brag. In fact, I'm telling you exactly the honest truth. I'm telling you, you couldn't follow it if you gave me, I couldn't find it. I can follow almost anything. But these people were blessed by it. And that's what God wanted. I'd love to say I was perfectly obedient, but I'm pretty sure my complaining to the Lord about how lousy that was does not fit under that realm of obedient. I'm fairly confident. I tell you that so you can understand that what you and I encounter as we look at it on the surface does not necessitate there's nothing else involved. Exactly like John just said, sometimes there's something else that leads into this for the purpose of something else. We're going to explore that deeper when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Not wanting to miss a moment. Talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. Shout out to John for getting that, getting to that. He figured it out after we helped him around there. That's a really important point, and I want to, after I talk about John and the Blessed Roofing Company, I'm going to dive into how important it is to understand that one thing quickly leads to another without us always knowing it. But before I do that, let's lead into our sponsorship from John.
Big John. Big John.
Again, I just don't see any reason to make this more complex than it needs to be. Free inspections so you can find out whether you need a roof replacement or a roof repair or a roof nothing. You probably haven't heard that phrase a lot, roof nothing. Maybe you need nothing. But it'd be good to have somebody look at it and tell you. And it'd be good to make sure that the person doing it is being honest so they're not just trying to make a dollar. That's a good idea. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. I mean, you can't miss that URL, theblessedroofingcompany.com. 469 blessed. Can't miss that phone number either. 469 BLESSED. I've been able to talk to Pamela and John throughout this process as well regarding my daughter and my grandchild, and they've been super fabulous. So I just really appreciate it. Simple stuff. You need any questions or anything on a roof? Even if it's not a full replacement, you just got some questions, you're trying to figure it out? Call them. Say, John, I got to talk to you. I heard you on the David Spoon Experience. I need to know what's going on. Okay? That's it. That's all you do. 469 blessed. Have to like that. All right. I want to key in on this thing, and I want to be careful because I'm not looking to hyper-grace anything. And by the way, those of us who have been in the faith for a while know that we don't really use the phrase hyper-grace. We call it greasy grace. Okay? Greasy grace is what they now call hyper grace. They should follow back to what we did before. The idea is to understand that while each activity in the moment might not feel like the most awesome thing, there is this weave that God does in all these events in our lives that it turns it to good. So if God works things together for good, I think we can understand from the theology of Scripture and just reading it that it works its way there. That doesn't mean that it's always feeling good, but it's going to get there. There's no reason, however, we should not be in praise throughout the whole process because that's an expression of trust and confidence that God knows what he's doing and has our best interests in mind. Having said that, I want to use a couple of quick examples so that you can understand the depth, and I think this is one of the more important elements, but let's just talk about what is intended for one thing and becomes another. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 2. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus so that if he could find any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. In the beginning of our introduction to understanding who Saul is, who would later become the Apostle Paul, this guy was, in fact, trying to kill the church. Now, he didn't think it was the church because he didn't know what the church was. But he thought it was a movement against his faith, and he was vicious against it. In the older gift Bibles, do you hear what I said? In the older gift Bibles, and especially the ones using the King James, and then they're doing the gifts, and they have a couple of pages in front that says, this is gifted to this person, this is gifted to this person. They used to do a translation on the name Paul, and one of the translations, not the only translation, but one of the translations was destroyer. They had, in the beginning of Saul's process, he was destroying or attempting to destroy the church. That was what the intent was in his mind. Now I want to read you Acts 9:19 through 22. After taking some food and regaining his strength, Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogue that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't this the man that raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on the name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. So this guy that Satan intended to use to hurt the church had an encounter with God. Jesus, in essence, and don't get offended, knocked him on his keister and said, "Yo, we're going a different direction." Nobody who is riding on a donkey or on a horse gets knocked off, gets blinded, and God speaks to them. Nobody's exercising free will by going, "I refuse to accept this." That's not happening. Come on. That's silly. Listen, he was a chosen instrument. He was going to do what God said, period. If you're on your backside, God blinds you and says, "I want to talk to you," you're listening. Okay? So he takes him, he goes to the city, he tells him, gets prayer, yeah, starts preaching the gospel, starts being a force for the kingdom of God. And what was once intended by Satan as a destroyer now becomes ordained by God a builder, not a destroyer. He was in the opposite direction, trying to wipe out the church. Now he's helping the church increase because God said, "That's enough. My chosen instrument, we're going to do this differently. I'm going to take this and move this." And think about the testimony, and this is kind of where I want to key in on. There's a testimony here, folks, and the testimony comes from God. Look at the depth of hatred and anger that Paul, who was then Saul, felt against the church. And then he has an encounter with God, and now he has a passion. So God took something super bad and changed it into something super good. Why? Well, one, because he's God. See, he can do that. And you can tell me all the theologies that you want. I don't care whose side you pick. I could care less. God said, "We're going this way," and that's the way they went. And if you want to take it to that next level, which we should, let's look at Galatians 1:18 through 24. This is Paul talking about himself. "After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stay with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Sicily, and I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me." God took what Saul was and molded him. And he went from a destroyer to a builder. He went from somebody who was passionately against Christians to becoming a passionate Christian. And God can take any scenario, even the persecution of the church, and turn it into something fantastic because he can. And before you're sitting there and say, "Well, I don't know if that's exactly true," the persecution of the church in the 60s and 70s time, and in the accusation from Rome against the Christians, which was thought to be the worst period of Christian living, was the very, very action that spread the gospel to the globe. So while the world saw this as persecution, God used it to spread the gospel all over the world. Because what we see and what God does are not always in line. And what Saul the king did and what God was doing was not necessarily the same. And what I thought was preaching a lousy sermon and what God wanted to do wasn't the same thing. And what Paul started off with and what he became, not the same. Because God changes things when God wants to. When it's in his plan, when it's his preference to change it, it changes. And you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't ask permission. Well, is it okay with you guys if I do this? I have never seen that in the scripture. Will it be okie dokie on all of your ends if I do this one thing, even though I am God, the creator of the universe? I'm pretty sure God doesn't do it that way. That's why I had I put a picture up on Facebook. People got really mad because it's like people are like, you know, hate, 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 hate. I'm not going to let the world tell me what hate is. I'm not going to let the world tell me what love is. You know, the world goes around, peace, man, smoke a doobie, let's walk in sandals. It's all really cool. You know what God says love is in Hebrews chapter 12? He says discipline is love. People hate that. Really? If you don't discipline your child, they turn out to be moronic. That's good. And God uses a much stronger word in the King James. I believe that everybody knows what that word is. The idea is they're illegitimate children. Here's the deal in that. The deal is that God's declarations are true. Man's declarations are just full of sin. When we get on God's page, it's cool because at least we know we're on the right page. When we're in our own little world, I just, you know, fine, put yourself in heaven. Let me know how that goes. So the idea is to understand that our trials, persecution of the church, even what Satan does against us can be turned around by God. Why? Because he is God. And he can take any situation and, like I've said before, tear the fabric of earth, insert the life of heaven, and change that circumstance completely because he's God. And he can do that. And he does do that. And he does it in the dumbest things that we would we think that's silly. Well, what do we know? We don't even know what's going to happen in 60 seconds. I'm not saying that to degrade anybody, but I am degrading myself with everybody else. In regards to the future, 6 minutes from now, we're all morons. In regards to the future, 6 minutes from now, God's been there. That's it. So one of the things is I come across stuff like this, teachings like this, and I think, what do I got to do? In other words, okay, if all that's true, how do I handle that? And when we do the comeback, when we come back on this, I want to talk about actual practical steps to deal with that. Does that make sense? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
What, I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Again, when I say that, that's not...
There's no other Christian stations.
You know I'm better than that. You just have to have some identity marks when you're doing station stuff. That's part of it. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, davidspoonmedia.com, till they shut that down. And YouTube, davidspoonmedia, till they shut that down. This is going to shut me down all over the place. Dear Mr. Spoon, we don't like you. That's how they start their letters. I mean, one of the few people in the early days of Google, I got them. They were so mad at me. They said, we refuse to continue the conversation. They were that mad. I could be irritating. If you just ask anybody who works here. All right. This segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. B, director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. Here's the deal. I think Noel's on today, which is important. Chiro extraordinaire, Dr. B. Now, I'm trying to arrange it for him to come on the show on Thursday. If he can't make it on Thursday, he'll make it the following week. Here's what I would tell you. If you are in back... shoulder, neck, thigh, leg, ankle, foot pain. You got to make sure if it's not connected to your back, that's fine. But make sure, right? Instead of spending $9,000 on a bunch, to at least make sure, rule out chiropractic. I have a friend that had a back problem. It wasn't chiropractic. It was surgical. But he wanted to find out. Doctor went, go get surgery. That's what you want when you're dealing with a doctor of that caliber. 972-454-9362. I think it's better to use his URL because you get a real sense for the doctor. He's got a young child. He's a great guy. He's got you heard him on the radio when we did the interview. He's got a great charisma on the radio. DrBrandonBrown.com. DR for doctor. Brandon. You got to be able to spell Brandon. Brown. DrBrandonBrown.com. And he's the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. And again, he's also linked to our site, so if you have any questions or problems, just get in touch with him that way. Okay? Okay. Okay? All right. I really did burn my lip on the coffee. I took the coffee out, and I put it in the microwave, and I zapped it up for 30 seconds because I like it really hot. Too hot. Okay. All right. Maybe that will help me speak better. I got nothing. Let's take this to the next level. I want to make sure to get this in correctly. So we've been just talking about how things flip, and God is the flipper. You know, you see these houses where they flip the house, make the money, flip the house. Well, this is in your life. Your house is your life is being flipped. So when Peter put that net back out in the water and he's like, here I go again, God just changed that whole circumstance and made that the biggest catch in his life, in his career. When Saul came out furious against the church, God changed his heart and he became furious for the church. So the intended enemy, the intended purpose the enemy had, God changed. God had something else in mind. God uses different things to get us to different places. What happens is, or the problem that I think is, when you talk about all things work together for good, it's in the context of salvation. So let's not miss its main core. But to think that God doesn't work things together for good is exceedingly insane. I mean, it's exceedingly ridiculous. Even Genesis 50 verse 20 says, "You tried to harm me, but God made it turn out for the best, so that he could save all the people." That is how God operates. That's Joseph, by the way. So, I mean, that's what God does. He takes what looks terrible. He took the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and made it the greatest thing that we could have. You couldn't even imagine how great that is. Without that, you're not saved. Sorry. There's no step into a relationship with God because you haven't been reconciled to God without that death. So you have to think of these in maybe broader terms of the way that God looks at this, or the perspective from heaven. Not that you're always going to do it, not that I'm always going to do it, but we should be asking God, help us to see this from your point of view. So the first thing that I'm going to say when you encounter something and you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it, and it's, this is just such a hard thing to do. I'm just going to try and keep going. And you're starting to, get upset and so on and so forth. First thing we all need to do is we need to slow down and relax. There's a super hyper tension in our society. We are a microwave society. You drive as fast as you can on the city streets to get to a red light so that you can stop. And then you start again so you can stop. And you start again so you should stop. Just like, whoa, slow down. In James 1:19, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Just take slow. You guys are going to see some political stuff on the TV tomorrow. A lot of you are. Or you're going to read about it on websites. You're going to lose your marbles. I'm just telling you right now. It's a prophetic word, not a real prophetic word, just a humorous prophetic word. Some conservatives tomorrow are going to lose their marbles because they're going to see this stuff going on TV. You're going to go, it's crazy. Relax. Relax. I was at a pastor's conference. I mentioned this before. So there's a pastor's conference and you get 4,000, 5,000 3,000, 2,000, you get 10 pastors in a room. Nobody wants to stop talking. They all keep talking. And so we're in this pastor's conference, several thousand pastors there, and everybody's, trying to give good, encouraging words. And that's from the very, very, very back. You can hear this one faint voice, but it just somehow goes through the whole building. Relax and enjoy the ride. Like, that was from God. Just take it easy, man. Take a deep breath. The second thing we need to do is be careful not to evaluate situations and people and things too quickly. There's a passage in Proverbs. It says in Proverbs 18:13, "To answer before listening, this is folly and shame." When we give a conclusion to something without hearing all the info, that's not good. That's not wise. And all the info should include God's point of view, so to speak. In other words, we need to make sure to ask this question before we just drop the hammer on our evaluation. What's the God factor? I mean, what about that? Well, this is going on and this is going on and this is going on. What about the God factor? Listen to 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. 1 Corinthians, I can't even find the chapter. I think this is chapter 1 or chapter 2. "My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes." Sometimes I'll hear something on television, just like you, and I will just... "These people are godless, and I wish the Lord would open up the earth and swallow them whole." Because property prices would go down. But the idea is that you can kind of jump the gun. I know you're going to hate me for this. I'm going to get negative response for this. But I know you're going to get mad, and I love you in the Lord. But if you think God is a Republican or a Democrat, you don't understand God at all. God is God. A human system you shall not put him in. A box you shall not put him in. Now, I used to have a saying
God is not a Republican, and he's certainly not a Democrat. That's how I used to say it. But don't misunderstand, okay? God's kingdom prevails. It is a forever kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God, and I am assuming if you are a believer, your citizenship is first in heaven. And I'm going to say this, and again, if this is offensive, too bad. But you had best be a Christian first before you're any nationality ever. Because there's coming a day where there won't be an earth, not this earth that we know. And you've to be amongst the citizenship of heaven, you have to have your heart and mind there. You know that phrase, he's so heavenly minded, he's of no earthly good? You should be so lucky that God could describe you that way. Because that means you're seeking first the kingdom of God. So what we need to do is just kind of take a deep breath. Stop freaking out on everything we hear in the news and all the other stuff. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I just had Carrie on, Serino on, just yesterday. I think the way they treated Kevin was ridiculous. All stupid stuff. But that is not more important than my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So let's at least keep the priority where the priority is. So deep breath. Those that are going to hyperventilate tomorrow, as soon as Bob Mueller's on the air, they're just going to go, bing, and you know what's going to happen. And then nobody's sure if the Republicans will ask any good questions, because half the time they don't. So we don't know. Okay, fine. But God's kingdom is the most important kingdom to be active in and to be building. There is only one place that you can pour your heart into that has an eternal reward. Okay, I'm not going to apologize for that. You guys have to know that. You have to know it's him first. What's the command? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And the second command, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, one is one and one is two. Okay? Okay. I know there's little preachers out there that go, oh, it's all the same. No, it's not. First and second are not the same place. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.